UFC, listening one. What is the most effective martial art in the world? Is it karate or perhaps wrestling? Over the years, many people have tried to answer this question. Perhaps one of the most famous of such occasions was when professional boxer Muhammad Ali fought Japanese professional wrestler Antonio Inoki at the Nippon Budokan Arena in Tokyo in 1976. Flash forward to Denver, Colorado on November 12, 1993, the night of UFC 1. UFC 1 was an 8-man elimination tournament featuring martial artists from different disciplines facing each other to determine the best martial art. The show proved itself to be extremely successful, with 86,592 television subscribers on pay-per-view. However, it was extremely controversial as there were no time limits, no weight classes, and only two rules: no biting and no eye gouging. In addition to this, the fights took place in a caged octagon, which added to the violent theatrics. Over time, the UFC, which stands for Ultimate Fighting Championship, kept its caged octagon, but reformed its rules and created a new sport known as MMA, or mixed martial arts. However, the promotion struggled financially, and eventually two casino executives, the Fertitta brothers, bought it for $2 million and created Zuffa LLC as a parent company to control the UFC. They expanded the brand and the UFC surged in popularity. On July 9, 2016, they sold it for over $4 billion to WME IMG, which renamed itself to Endeavor in September 2017. UFC, listening to. In the early days, the UFC relied heavily on its pay-per-view, or PPV, business model. PPV is a service by which a viewer can purchase events to view by private telecast, typically combat sports such as boxing or MMA. If there was an upcoming boxing event that wouldn't be distributed on public TV, you would need to pay $50 on PPV to watch the live broadcast. In order to sell a lot of PPVs, the UFC needs star power to get people's attention. In recent years, there has been no bigger star than feared Irish striker Conor McGregor. As of 2020, the top three best-selling UFC PPVs of all time had McGregor as one of the main event fighters. At the top of the list is UFC 229, which was held on October 6, 2018. It took place at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas and had over 2.5 million PPVs sold at an average cost of $64.99 per purchase. The ticket gate revenue for those who attended the event was $17,200,000. In the past few years, the UFC has been able to diversify its earnings. In 2016, the company reported that 42% of its revenue came from PPVs, while also crediting media rights, TV shows, and more for its other earnings. This shows just how far the combat sports giant has come in establishing MMA as a popular sport.